inches. Lashon Ram, Kamash, Lon, that's the fact that there's only the vav is missing. The vav is missing. Kapas is a single branch of the Talmud. However, the Gemara now is making a drash. The fact that it says that we do pronounce it with the vav means that there are two branches. What are the two branches? One is the luf, and one is the arava. So the bakar for the arava is not halacha lemosh. We see that according to the Berakha, the bakar comes from the pasuk with the Lashon Ram of kapois, which means that the arava is chukash to the lula. It's nichlal in the lula. Kapois. Shnayim. Achas lulav yachas lul mizbeach. Rabbanon, Amri, the Rabbanon say, kapas ksim. From daf memheil mebeis. Memheil mebeis. Rabbanon, Amri, kapas ksim. No. We focus solely on the fact that it's written in Lashon Yachid, Kapas, not Kapos. Rabbi Levi Amar Kitomar, another Joshua, Mahatomar, Ein Zev, Ein Loi Ela Levechol, Afili Shol, Ein Lochem Ela Levechol, Avim Shabashamayim. An Andra Joshua, a whole different Joshua. He says, he's taking the Makar, it's not, it's a sim, look at Rashi. Rashi says, Rabbi Levi Amar Kitomar, Taimod Rabbi Yochanan and Breiko, Lav Nikro Nafik, the Bakar from Yochanan ben Breika. Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika is Yisoid. What's his name? Yisoid. He says in the Mishnah, they were branches of the column of palm trees. I made a mistake. Memhe. I'm sorry if I said the wrong daf. Memhe. 45. Memhe. Ma. Mo Hashem Lekecha. No, towards the bottom, the two dots. We went down a couple of lines.
Amar of Kahana, Amitzu Lulu Ketzer.
Kimaseo Bechol.
Where?
Kimaseo. You see, it gets me 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six lines down. I made a mistake. The point over here was it's a dekel. Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika says that you use a palm tree. You don't use a rav. That's the machlokes. According to the Kambal, you use a rav. Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika's sneaker point is that you don't use an arava, you use a palm tree. That's what it says in the Mishnah. You use a palm tree. You have a place?
Not really.
One second. Memhe Mabez, Rabbi Levi. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six lines before it gets white. Rabbi Levi. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika was the one that says they use. He says in the Mishnah they use palm trees. Okay, we are brainwashed in believing that you use for the arava the mitzvah. What they do arava is hadasa is aravas. He says no such thing. There is no such thing as aravas. What they did was they took palm trees. Branches of palm trees, and they would zets it on the ground. Not like what we do today. We take aravos and we zets it on the ground. He holds he took palm trees. So now, what's the makar? Why a palm tree? So the answer is kapois. Kapois to modern b'loshen rabbin. The chachamim disagree. If that's really the case, then there should be a vav in the pasuk. The fact that there was no vav in the pasuk, then there's no vav in the pasuk. Therefore, you don't do it. Okay, that's then we have another reason why you
think needed to love him.
You need to know. I don't know if it was a lulav. Was it a lulav mamash? She banged on the ground. Or was it a branch? It could be that it wasn't a lulav. A lulav. I don't know the answer. It says a different word. It says in the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah that they took what's called charoyos shel dekel.
Where does it say this?
In the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, go back to the Mishnah. Charoyos, I don't think it's the same thing as a lulav. It's a different part of the palm tree. Okay, so different part of the palm tree. So here it says it's so now you go by it. So Rabbi Levi Omer Kitama Matama Ze Ein Loi El Levechar Av Yishol Ein Lechem El Lev Echel Lavim Sheba Shemaim. So Rabbi Levi says there's no makar. It's Allah Lemosh Sinai, and the reason it's done is because just like a palm tree has only one heart. Now what does that mean? Palm hearts, they sell it in the store. You know what that is, Shlomi? A palm heart?
It's a vegetable.
It's a vegetable?
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know. Hearts of palms? Okay, and I don't know, I have no idea what this means. It says that a dekel has only one leaf.
There's two things. There's the palm, there's the branch, and then there's the tree.
Right, okay, so you take this, the charoy, this is the tree. There's a mitzias in a palm tree, which I have no idea what this means, that is unique among all of the trees.
The sap of most trees is found in its trunk and its branches.
Palm tree is only in the trunk, not in the branches. Okay, gewaltig. So therefore, so he's saying over here, that the sap is the leaf. The sap is the leaf, and the unique quality of a palm tree is that the sap is found only in one location, whereas other trees, the sap is found in different locations. Therefore, it's called Ein Loy El Leif Echot. So that's a marshal for Klal Yisrael. They only have one heart. They only
what does that have to do with Rabbi Yochanan Ben Yehuda? Rabbi Yochanan Ben Yehuda,
he's saying there is no makar. He's coming to reject the business. Halacha l'moshe v'sinai. Halacha l'moshe v'sinai.
This is kapos, l'shon rabim.
No, he disagrees with that. The Gemara rejects that because then the pasuk says kapas. The pasuk doesn't have a vav. Even though we pronounce it kapos in the pasuk, there is no vav. We pronounce it kapas. It's spelled kapas. Only one branch, which means the luluf, not for the mizbeach. So why then do you take branches of a palm tree and you zetz it down? The teretz is halacha l'moshe v'sinai. You're supposed to zetz something on the ground. It would appear that the Gemara is over here saying is that there's no halacha l'moshe. He's telling you what you should zetz on the ground. The only thing we know is halacha l'moshe v'sinai. You're supposed to take something and bang it on the ground. So we do not know what that is. So he's telling us that it's a svara. From all the different zachar in the veld that we're going to go bang on the ground, it's going to be the lulav branch, nothing else, because the lulav branch has a unique quality. It only has one lev. Klal Yisrael has lev echa lavim sheba shamayim.
That's what we're saying. That's kapos without a vav?
That's what we did it before already. What?
Where does he come with this Hasidic pshat? And
the Gemara says, it doesn't say this. The Gemara says this. The Gemara says,
what shaykh is Rav Levi? What shaykh was the Elam Shem?
Rav Levi, new answer. Rav Levi is giving a whole new answer. Like a new
why
Gemara.
It says kapos,
and I, no, we're done with that. We're up to a new Gemara now. We're finished with that piece of Gemara. Now it's a new Gemara. Rav Levi, it's a Naya Gemara. Rav Levi says, why does Rav Yochanan Rekha say that he's supposed to take the lulav branch and bang it on the ground? The answer is, there's a halacha l'moshe b'sinai that you're supposed to bang something on the ground. It doesn't say what.
We don't pass him like that.
We pass the arava. Yeah. Well, it's done again. It's hilchul l'mshicha. It's done again now. It's hilchul l'mshicha. But when we think we do the minig today, we still do the minig nevi'im. Rabbi Shaul Zev is correct.
No. He was only of the opinion you clap with the lulav. Nobody else agreed with him.
The rabbanim disagree. So what do we do with Manazeh? We clap with Arava. We don't clap with the Lulav. Vaita. Rabbi Yochanan and Kaba said, Rabbi Levi, Rabbi Lekadabaka, Rabbi Levech, Levechad, Afi, Shol, Ein Lechem, El Levech, Lavim, Shabbat Shemaim. Next. Amar, Rabbi Yochanan, Shabbat, Lulav, Shiva, Vesukha, Yoim, Echad. Lulav is all seven. He disagrees. Mamish, Pumfakir from the Chachamim. The Chachamim said that Lulav is one day and Sukkah is 7 days. Shavu Rav Shmuel says a mamish apella. He says lulav v'shiva v'sukkah yom echad. My time why? Lulav the mifsike leilois miyamim called yoima mitzvah biyapi nafshehu. When it comes to lulav, you know, the chiv lives by day. Ulekachtem lachem by yoim, only by day. So the Mela, Dimivsky Lelos, Yom Kol Yom Mitzvah Yavi Navshahu. Sukkah,
the Lord. Who's talking Mivsky? Who's talking about being Mavsik?
Okay, let's see. One second, let's see who's on Rashi. Sukkah, the Lord Mivsky Lelos, Yom Kulu Shiva Kachad Yom Aricha Damu. Rashi. Everyone agrees halacha lemaisa so that you're supposed to take lulav and sukkah all 7 days. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Ein Loy Elo. I missed the Rashi, the last and second Rashi. Ein loy el lev echad ke ein moyach yesh boy ke goin. There is like marrow. A lulav has marrow. You call it sap. Ke goin be eitz for egois in a nut tree. The gefen and a gefen tree. The ein loy el be eitz from soy hazaku for oil of a god al malav loy bechariyosaf.
What is that? That's a different part.
Not in the branches. Umach be doisav. That's another part of the tree. I don't know. It's a different part of the tree. So this is unique. The unique quality of a lulav tree. I want you to notice again that we're giving the tree human or animal characteristics. This is the theme that we've come across over and over again. We're giving the Dalet meaning, we're talking about them as if they're from the Geder of Chai. We're not calling it Sap, we're not calling it Seraf, we're calling it Moyach. Remember when the leaves fall off, we call it Balmum. over and over you come across this yesod in the Masechta, the Chazal, when they look at the Dalet Minim, they're viewing the Dalet Minim in the gedder of Chai, not in the gedder of Tzomeach. And the terminology we use, the terminology of Chai. We're calling it, it's a problem, we call it Balmum, and we're calling the Sap, we're calling it Moyach. We're not calling it Sraf. Vaita. Vaita in the Gemara. Okay, next. So the next Rashi, Sukkah Shiva, Lebracha. Okay. Everyone agrees you sit in the Sukkah 7 days. The Sha'ila is.
What is it saying here, Lebracha?
Lebracha. How many times do you make Lebracha? Lei Sheba Sukkah. Lei Sheba Sukkah. How many times do you make Lei Sheba Sukkah on Sukkahs? You make it every single day. This Malam says, no, you don't. You make Lei Sheva Sukkah once, the first night, and that's it. You're done for the whole Yom Tov. When it comes to the Lulav, you take it 7 days, you make a bracha every single day. Why? Because Laila is Lav's man's Lulav and Esrog. Memela, the nights are mafsik. But when it comes to Sukkah, the Chiv of Teshu came to Duru, the nights are not mafsik. Memela, you make one brach at night, the first night, and that is good for the entire Sukkah. Back to the Gemara. Mm-hmm. Let's read the Rashi one more time. Let's go back to the Gemara. Let's go back to the Gemara. Lulav Shiva, which is you make a bracha all 7 days. The Sukkah, you make a bracha only one day. You make a mecha. My time, Lulav Dibiski Leilas, Yom Kol Yom Mitzvah, Yom Mitzvah, Yom Mitzvah, Yom Mitzvah, Yom Mitzvah, Yom Mitzvah, Yom Mitzvah,
Yom Mitzvah, Yom Mitzvah, Yom Mitzvah,
Yom Mitzvah, Yom Mitzvah, Yom Mitzvah, Yom Mitzvah, Yom Mitzvah, Yom Mitzvah, Yom Mitzvah, Yom Mitzvah, Yom Mitzvah, Yom Mitzvah, Yom Mitzvah, Yom Mitzvah, Yom Mitzvah, Yom Mitzvah. That was the Rashi I said by mistake. Ra'akuv again. Sukkah, Shiva. Why? The Lulav Yomechad. My time was Sukkah, Doraisa. Mela, every single day it's Choshe Bifne Atzmai. Shiva. Lulav Drabonin, Sagli Bechad Yom. If according to this one, you only make a bracha the first day. And the
even
second,
the first day is a drabanan.
Daraisa.
But he says lulav is a drabanan.
Means the 6 days drabanan.
Ah, it's machlum of national kechum.
No, it says bayom harishon. Doesn't say shivas yom. It says bayom harishon. Ulekachtem lachem bayom harishon pri eitz hodakapos tivon.
So that's even in the zman, even in the bismigdash.
No, the mikdash is a drosh at 7 days. Only in the mikdash is lulav 7 days daraisa.
It says shivas yom.
Okay, that's by the Lufnei Hashem. It's a drush by the base Hamikdash. It's Shivas Lufnei Hashem, but outside Bigvulin and Chutz Liaretz, Lulav is only the first day, and this that we do Bizman Hazeh all 7 days Bizman Hazeh Zeicher LeMikdash. So it's not a derai. It's only Zeicher LeMikdash. It does not deserve the right that we should make a bracha all 7 days. So you only make it the first day. By the Sagli B'Chayyama Kiyosa Rav.
So you want to see now the Rashi again? Which you left out?
The Rashi again. Now, this is what we pass in like. We pass in over here. Or we take the best of both worlds. 7-7. Shiva, Omer Rav Yosef, the Koit. Take hold, the Rabba, Babrachon, Biyotcho, the Kula Amoroi, Kaimich, I will say all of the Amoroi passing like him, it's both 7-7. Rashi.
Oh, who says Rabba, Babrachon?
Yes, he says both 7-7, Rashi, second to last line, the Kaimich, Babrachon, Biyotcho, the Amasuk, the Sukh, why the Kula Amoroi, Mishmei, Rabbi Yochan, Kaimich, I will say, the Sukh of Shmuel, Ushmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, we have Machloikis, Shmuel Rabbi Yochan, Halach Rabbi Yochanan, Kain Motsas to be Yisoidoi Shel Rabbeinu Yaakov, by Rebbe.
But it's interesting, I'm Rabbi Yosef. Nakoid,
take hold,
the Rabbi Baba Chana, where does Rabbi Baba Chana come along?
He was the third opinion. We read him.
No, he's not the third opinion. Rabbi Yosef is the
third
opinion.
Back one, two, three, four, five lines from the bottom. The Rabbi Baba Chana,
I'm Rabbi Yochanan.
Sukkah Shiva Lulav Shiva. So this is the name of Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan is going up against who? Shmuel. When we started the Gemara, we started with Shmuel. Shmuel says, Omar Yudam Aramidam Shmuel.
So take Rabbi Yochanan
Lulav Shiva.
And what should he do with Rabbi
Yochanan? Make a bracha 7 days.
Yeah.
Okay, he
should make a bracha on what?
All
on the lulav.
7 days.
But Rabbi Rav Chanan doesn't say that. He says lulav al yomechad only.
You're right again.
So what is he trying to say here?
Rabbi is always right. So
no, I'm just understanding.
We're combining the best of both worlds. Let's see. He says.
Rabbi Rav Chanan says only sukkah shiva.
Sukkah shiva. Lulav yomechad. My time was sukkah deraisa. Now, so what comes out of Maskana? With regard to Sukkah, there's a machloikis between Rav Bar Chana and name Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel. What did Shmuel start off by saying? I'm going to do Shmuel. Lulav. Sukkah, right. 7 days. So therefore we have Shmuel is going up against Rabbi Yochanan with regard to Sukkah. Correct? When we started the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Lulav Shiva, V'sukkah Yoim Echad. One day. My timer. Lulav de mifsike leilas miyam kol yom mitzvah yabin nafshiu. Sukkah de loy mifsike leilas miyam kol yom chad yom achnechdu. Rabba Bar Chana am Rabbi Yom. Rabbi Chana says name Rabbi Yoichanan sukkah shiv lulav yom echad. My time was sukkah de reis shiv 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 lulav de rabban and tagi leil chad yom. He also rovin am Rabbi Yoichanan. And the name of Rabbi Yoichanan, Echad Zeh, the Echad Zeh Shiva, 7, both going to be 7. Omar, Rav Yosef, Nikoit, take hold. Okay, let's look it down. He says Nikoit, he's only going back on the Sukkah. Look at the Rashi. The second to last line, Nikoit, Rav Avrachon Abiyatcha, with what, both halachas? Or only one halacha?
One halacha, that's
only one halacha. The Yama only take hold of him with regard to one halacha. Exactly. Rabbi Yochanan against Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan wins. And everyone, all the common denominator of Rabbi Yochanan's are 7-7. The Amar Sukkah Shiva, the Lloyd Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, the Amar Sukkah Yom Echad. The Kuli Amorai, Meshmei Rabbi Yochanan, Kaimi Chavosei the Sukkah, because the common denominator is when it comes to Sukkah, everyone says Sukkah and Lulav is going to be 7.
No, not everybody. No, it's Machlaikis. Some say Lulav, Sukkah, some say just
Shmuel. Shmuel is the only one that says Shmuel. What does Shmuel say? Shmuel said in the very beginning
that Lulav is Shiva. Now on that Rabbi Rav Chana says no, just opposite, Sukkah is Shiva and Lulav is Yom Echad.
So we don't go like Shmuel. Read the last line. The Kula Marai Mishmei Rabbi Yochanan. Everyone that's saying in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Kaimi Chavos say Besukkah. We have two people. It's two against one. It's two against one. We have two people that say over in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that Sukkah.
Who are the two? Besides for Rabbi Bar Chana, who's the other one?
Ravin, the second to last line. Ki also Ravin, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. So we have two people that are saying in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that Sukkah is 7. There are two people.
No.
Ravin, Omar, Rabbi Yochanan.
Ravin and Rabbi Chana, both of them agree that Lulav, a name
Sukkah.
Of
the Sukkah, not Lulav now.
No,
focus
that's
on
Sukkah. Different interpretation. So one, Rabbi says, Rabbi Yochanan held Shiva, Sukkah Shiva. And Ravin held, no, one day.
Read what it says. Ravin, Omar, Rabbi Yochanan, Echad Zev, Echad Zev, Shiva.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So. But we have Rabbi Yochanan, we have two statements in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. And the common denominator of both of these statements is that Sukkah is 7.
Okay, got it.
And therefore we have a rule that whenever Rabbi Yochanan goes up against Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan wins. Rashi, Mishmed, Rabbi Yochanan, Kaim, Chavos, Rabbi Sukkah, Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, Halach, Rabbi Yochanan. Kein Motzas, Rabbi Yisoyde, Shel, Rabbi Yaakov. So the bottom line is, the Gemara is not paskining the Halacha with regard to Lulav.
Only Sukkah.
When it comes to Lulav, we have, well, maybe we are. Are we also?
No, L'chayr only Sukkah.
They're both.
Rabbi
Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Sukkah Shiva.
No.
Because when it comes to lulav, we have conflicting opinions as to what Rabbi Yochanan said.
When it comes, the Gemara now is not coming to paskin the halacha with regard to lulav. The Gemara is only coming to paskin the halacha with regard to sukkah. Because with regard to sukkah, both versions agree that Rabbi Yochanan said shiva. With regard to lulav, we have a machloikis as Rabbi Yochanan said. Correct?
Yeah.
So therefore, I'm kach motzas be yisoy de shab yach. We got it, Shloimi.
All I know is that he says that there's both of them are
sukkah. Why? Why does he say that? Why? Who says that? The art scroll says that?
The art scroll says both Rabbi and Rabbi Bar Rachon agree that Rabbi Yochanan requires a bracha on the sukkah on all 7 days.
Right. And what about a lulav?
Rabbi Yochanan is only disputed with the Shmuel. And the rule is that in the dispute between Shmuel and Yochanan, the halacha follows of Yochanan.
Excellent. Okay, fine. That's what about sukkah?
Therefore, supports of Yochanan's opinion concerning sukkah.
Okay, good. And what about lulav?
From now to
Arishko makes mention of lulav?
However, regarding the blessing recited over the lulav, Rovin disagrees.
Oh! As to what Rabbi Yochanan says.
According to Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbinic enactments do require the recitation of blessings, thus even on the 6 full days of the festival, one recites a blessing over the Lord.
That's Ravin in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. And what does Rav Avarchana say in the name of Rabbi Yochanan? One day, one bracha. So that remains a machlokes.
A lulav.
A lulav means machlokes.
But sukkah.
But sukkah less right. Mandapala.
That's how we pass. But when it comes to terms of sukkah.
Exactly. When it comes to sukkah, we pass in 70s. When it comes to lulav, he's making arrangements for a sukkah now.
Yeah, you heard him making arrangements for a sukkah. Where the sukkah's going to be?
He's on the phone now.
We don't have our own sukkah.
What's so terrible?
We so know the tier.
You know
that.
You know what? You know the tier. Today you can make a bracha today on the lulav. Why bedavk erev yamtiv? So maybe what does it mean over here? It's pel de garashi.
This as opposed to lulav on yamtiv itself.
Right, but why dafke erev? Well, let's say I go make the lulav today. I can already sell the lulav ready today.
You know why?
Why?
Because there's no shaks with sukkahs.
It's within 30 days. We're getting ready for the yamtiv. Within 30 days.
Within 30 days.
Avada.
Wow, could you believe it? It's a shrek.
It is.
Oh, like just like you have the sukkah, the machlokes of Shammai and Hillel.
30 days.
Was taka.
I don't know, but over here it's not. You have to make the brach only dafka be'erev yom to make the shachianu. La'atzmoy v'lo lachedim. Kam b'zman based on midrash.
What is Rashi trying to say? La'atzmoy v'lo lachedim.
Lachem. When you make the lulav, it has to be for lachem. He's saying lachem, din of lachem. Right, we have to go vaita. There's a lot of lumbus over here. Rabbi Yisrael Lehman, the Rebbe is going to give a share of Shabbos and 7:30 of a conshul to be mazgah al yonim. Kan v'zman beis hamikdash mevarchem olah b'mikdash. I think there's so many yonim to learn about. I think he's going to have to give a share every day. 6:30 in a conshul every day. Kan v'zman beis hamikdash mevarchem olah b'mikdash kol shiva d'dim d'raisahu. Rabbi Yochanan, the holy time of d'raisa. Then you make a brach only one day. Then wait. When it says in the halacha, you make it. Let's go one second at a time. It's I made a mistake. A dvar mashem marti toys and biadi. At least going to Rashi. Rashi says das, but this is an example. Das balabais hebach midas toyer. I said just the opposite of Rashi. Rashi said the Gemara says you make a shachian in 7 days. When do you make it 7 days? So Rashi says b'zman beis hamikdash mevarch mola b'mikdash. In the base hamikdash, you make a bracha all 7 days. Kol
this is a shachianu. The bracha tilas lulav.
No. The second bracha we're now discussing. The brash, the bavarn, the kashva, asher kiddushon, the mitzvahs of itzvanu al netilas lulav. That's the stira.
Right.
So one brayza says you make it 7 days. One brayza says you make it only 1 day. So the answer is when do you make the bracha asher kiddushon, the mitzvahs of itzvanu al netilas lulav 7 days in the base hamikdash. Bracha lulav and mitzvahs kol shivah the raisa ki kirab yachlam the tol tam the raisa. Ka Kolzman, and what about but outside the base hamikdash? Look at the Rashi. Go back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, "So I say, the Yidden not Lulav by I'm a Berachah Shachar 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 Shachar
Shachar
Shachar Shachar Shachar Shachar Shachar Shachar Shachar Shachar Shachar Shachar Shachar Nichnas leishe bab omer asher yishon b'mitzvanu leishe b'sukkah.
Kev
shachav yom rishon shuv enu.
Meaning that the leishe b'sukkah.
Kasha lulav lulav kasha sukkah sukkah.
One second. Shuv enu b'varchi. That's not
only once.
Leishe b'sukkah.
Right, only once. So we have a steer and these halachas bishlam lulav lulav kasha kambis shuv kambis man shuv beis hamishkayim. Then you make it all 7 days. Kambis man shuv ein beis hamishkayim. We'll make it 1 day.
Right.
Fine. Not I made a mistake.
Okay, doesn't matter what you made. Yeah.
El sukkah kasha. Tanoi.
What's the kasha on the sukkah? Sukkah.
One price. It says one day, and then it says 7 days.
Where does it say 7 days?
The beginning it says 7 days. No, these two brises. These two brises, the brise itself.
Correct.
And the second brisa.
Where's the second brisa?
The top of the page. The top of the page. You're right. Over here it only says, you're right.
You're right.
So what's the answer? The answer is one is Tanoihi.
Okay.
Right, now we go back to who's the title of the brisa. It's Tfillin. Calls mantra nichum levarchalim is every time you put the tefillin on, you make a bracha divrei Rebbe.
You mean even multiple times?
No, it means that every day.
V'chachamim
oimrim ein varch ella shachas. No, you're right.
I figure it can't be.
You're right. You're always right.
Once for a lifetime.
You notice that he always is right.
No, but you understand why it didn't make sense to me when you said
that. Yeah, avada. You're a genius. You mamash.
Genius. It's not. It doesn't make sense. Pachim pshat. It's not a genius.
Weitz. I'm a shaita. Tefillin calls man. Shemlichem bevecham deberi. Bevecham say I'm in a rechelo shachas uvad. So what's the pshat?
You know why? Because people used to wear whatever.
Let's see Rashi. Ela shach. Calls man Rashi. Calls man shemlichem bevecham. Afilu cholzin manichem me'apanim beyoyim. 100 brachas. The guy be us. So what's the
even though he's not Messiah of Das, okay.
So what's the shtel to the sukkah? The guy be sukkah na me. Aval gav the loy mat mivski leilas mi yom. And there's no hefsek.
Right.
We had yom arichtu hu mevach na lech bechol yom du hu doymel the choylet zmaniach. Every day. Ella fun. Ella shachris. Ella shachris. Shachris.
We
sukkah na me came. The chad yom mechu
sagi. We sing the Rashi. Sukkah na me came. The chad yom and yom.
But the other man was in the Rashi. Ella shachris. The sukkah na me came. The chad yom mechu sagi. The berachas shol yom lishayim. So this once a day. So therefore, since the 7 days of sukkah is
not once a day. What's the fagach? What's this?
By tefillin, the second man to Omar.
It's not comparable. Shachra is every day you have to put on tefillin. The shayla is every time you take it off, you have to make another bracha. You only make it in the morning.
That's it.
No matter how many times you do it.
Right.
But sukkah every day is a separate mitzvah.
No, Rashi bavorned it. It's not. It's yom arichta. That's what Rashi said. It's yom arichta. Rashi el shachra. So the sukkah now became the
chab yom asu. It's like one day. Oh, I see.
Yom arichta.
It's a chiddush, you know that.
Tremendous chiddush.
Why? Because since the Torah says
It's kichad. It's not.
Why? Because sukkah is applicable day and night, so there's no hafsek.
You have different times of yom arichta. You have a yom arichta of Rosh Hashanah, and now you have a yom arichta of sukkahs. 7 day yom arichta.
Yeah.
It's a 7 day whole interesting din over here.
But we don't follow that. Okay.
Vayit in the Gemara. So they have this machlokes tanoim. Yeah. Next, Itmar Abaya Omar Hilchasa Kirebi. Abaya says we go like Rebbe. And what did Rebbe say? On what? On Sukkah. Multiple brachas, what? On Tfillin.
Not only Tfillin, Sukkah is also.
Yeah. And you only make one bracha. Male only make one bracha. You'll make only one bracha on Sukkah all 7 days. And Tfillin will make one bracha.
Mm-hmm.
Omar Rav Mori Barah. Rav Mori, who was the son of the daughter of Shmuel. Why don't we call him the daughter of Shmuel?
Daughter?
What? Because the father.
He was a grand.
She was married. Who was she married?
He was a great grandchild.
The son of Shmuel's daughter? Because who was she married to? Shmuel's daughter, a guy.
Wow.
Omar Rav Mori. Who's Rav Mori? He is the son of Shmuel's daughter. Why isn't he called the son of Shmuel's?
That means he was a grandchild of Shmuel.
Right. Why would Miyachi send to the Zayda? What happened to his father?
Whose father?
This boy, Murray. Who's Murray's father? What?
Okay.
Who's Murray's father?
Please, nay.
Murray Jr. Rashi. Rashi says. I'm not mistaken. I think I once heard that. It's because we're not proud of the Yichus.
We say Murray, the Heiligen Murray, was the son.
Was son of Chesnish.
No, but it says the son of the daughters of
Shmuel.
The son of the daughter. So why doesn't it mention the daughter? You say
who was the father? What is the
father
mention?
Of who?
Who was Rav Mori's father? The son of the daughter of Mori. Why don't we mention Rav Mori Bar? Aaron.
Oh, I see.
Because Shmuel's daughter,
who married a goy?
I don't know. I didn't say that. I shouldn't say that.
What does the Masifta say?
This is the Rav Shlaima, article.
What does the article say?
I have the article today. I couldn't find the Masifta. Shmuel, you have the article. It doesn't say. I remember hearing this once. It's because it says that Shmuel's daughters. It didn't say that Shmuel made for his daughters. Mikvois, who's that about? The only sugyan shas about noshim, two women living together.
Two women living
today. We live in a crazy world today, right?
Two women living together.
Two noshim living together.
You mean legaba avera?
You know the L word.
You know that's Isha deraisa comes around from a different pasuk. Not it's
so
not for the Greeks.
There's one piece of Gemara.
It's not Shach.
There's one Shach.
You didn't know that the Rambam. You look in the Rambam. There's a law. We derive it from a pasuk. It's also for two women. Of course, it's no creases, but it's a different law.
Okay, there's a Taisvis. I once went to the Taisvis. Okay, so talks about so therefore.
So what does Taisvis say?
Wasn't that Shmuel's daughters? Is that not mistaken? There's something strange about whatever. I don't know.
What does Tosfos say?
I don't know what he said. I think he said it's not the Raisa.
What did you say? But if you look in the Ram, look up the Rambam.
He made for them, Shmuel made for his
by
they
the way,
should not,
Gemara,
they should not,
the way.
Not stay together in the same bed. Vayit in the Gemara. Omar Mori Breid about Shmuel. Chazina Leil L'Rava. D'loy Ovid Kishmaitse. I saw that Rava did not follow his own opinion. There's a very important lie in life. Yeah, I can't be a hypocrite. You can't preach one thing. I saw that Rav did not do. How did a chazina?
Didn't do what?
He didn't follow his own opinion. Rav said that you make a bracha called chad v'chad. Rav said you only make one bracha. Rebbe said on both goes tillin both tillin calls manch mevarchim aleim.
Wait, one second.
What did Rav say about Rav? Who's passing the halacha? Rav Paskin. Rav Hilchos Rabban. Rav Paskin like the Rabbanan, which means
ein
rechel shachas. Two lines down. I have to go back with tillin. Tillin calls manch mevarchim aleim. Mevarchim aleim. Divrei Rebbe.
Rav, I'm sorry. That only once. Only once tillin and once sukkos.
Only once. Yeah. And now, so Rav says, "V'ama itma bayam halchsukarav, Rav halchsukarabonan, Rava paskins like the Rabbanan. You make only one bracha.
Amra marbreid
Rav Shmuel, chazin la
Rav
d'lo Rav Chalash Maitzei. He made multiple brachas. Ela makdim v'koyv oil the Beis Akisei. He got up and he went and he entered the Beis Akisei.
The Navi came out.
He washed his hands. Umonach tov umavorech. He made another bracha. So therefore, he did not follow his opinion, and they saw this. It was a WhatsApp circulating.
So what's
the pshat? Vayit, and when I finish it with the ma'ase. The ma'ase isn't over yet. Part B. V'chi'it shrich zim nachrina, when he needed to go in.
Sorry, you left out. I'm sorry, yeah.
V'chi'it shrich zim nachrina, ayel v'es ha'kise, v'nafigu moshu yodi, v'manach tol m'vorech. V'ananami krebi avdinan. We also do this, halacha l'ma'ase. We also wash, we put on make to bracha until every single time we go with Tilman. We also, when it comes to sukkah, we make a bracha.
But that's not a chiddush because we don't follow Rava.
Oh, but Rava, so the Gemara says we should follow Rava. Oh, marzotra chazim leder apabi vayite, they call emas the manach tilin. Also, of another ma'isa shahaya, another ma'isa.
He was entitled. Rav Papi was entitled.
Another ma'isa. Rabbanan de Rav Ashi.
Rav Mari was the son of Rachel. His father Issa the convert had cohabited with a Jewish woman before his conversion, and Rav Mari was born from that union.
What? Say
he was Hayras Shloim BeKedusha.
Who?
The Rav Mari's father. Rav Mari's father was married to the daughter of Shmuel, and they got married.
What's that? Rav Mari's father was married to Shmuel. Yeah.
Was married to Shmuel's daughter.
Nee.
And they conceived before he converted. Oh. They lived in sin.
So you were right.
They lived
she
in
married
sin.
A guy before he converted. Mm. And that's when Mari was born. Rav Mari.
It's Mamash Apella because it says Beferish in the Sefer Malachi. That a person marries a non-Jew is not going to be zeichet loy er v'loy oine. And Chazal da'ashen a Talmud Chacham.
Says his mother Rachel Shmuel's daughter was taken captive.
Oh.
Was
taken captive.
One of whom was Isser and was forced to live with him. He later converted. However, Taisus and Baba Bas rejected it.
Yeah.
And maintained that Rav Mari, the son of Shmuel's daughter, and Rav Mari Baruchel were two separate people.
Why doesn't it mention who Mari's father was?
There's a fair shalacha. It says fair in the pasuk. It was a fair shalacha. What happens if a person has a child from a non-Jew and he will not be zoicha?
It's not a mamza. The child's
not a mamza, but the child will not be an heir v'oine. Er b'chachamim v'oine b'talmidim. Will not be a talmud chacham. And yet this Rav Mari got into the daf yomi. He's azoy grois a talmud chacham. He got into daf yomi.
That's where they rejected maybe. Tyson Baba Basri says rejected.
Tell the exact the fair shalacha that you're not going to be zoicha to a person. A person can say, I want to marry.
So that means he was born. He was conceived before he converted. He was born.
But how could he be then a Talmud Chacham?
Right.
It's a Haftacha from the Navi. That a child...
Really?
It's
a Malachi?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's Haftacha.
In the Gemara Darshan
from... Yes. Yeah. A Haftacha from the Navi. The person has a child with a non-Jew. The child... No, the person to outsmart... No, I'll marry the Shiksa. I don't... If you're going to marry a Shiksa, you're going to go in Yizera. You're Yichus. Right? The child's going to...
But here was just the opposite. Here was just
the
opposite. But here was just the opposite. He had a Jewish mother.
Oh, he's saying good. No, you see, you got chaps and everything.
You were saying I'm marrying a Shiksa. Here
was
just the opposite.
He got me in everything. He gets me in every little thing. I can't get away with him, this guy.
So, what's that?
He's a genius. The klala is only when a man marries a non-Jewish woman.
But here,
but not when a Jewish woman marries a guy.
He was
then the
tal
is no pasuk, there's no klala, and then the child can be a
talmud chacham. Tell me, where's this gemara?
Like, this gemara, I don't know the gemara is, but the pasuk is in Malachi Perek Beis somewhere. Er ve'oyne, vaita.
Next.
That's what Yehuda did. Yehuda, he had er ve'oynon.
Yeah.
Yehuda married. Bas Shua, Bas Ish Kenani.
And it doesn't say who the name was.
So it sounds like he married a non-Jewish woman.
Right.
And he said,
no, Kenani means a soicha, if you look at
okay,
Rashi.
That's one shot. But let's say he means... But,
no, Rashi only accepts that shot.
Okay, but if you want to say a drush... So
by the way, there was no poor Matan
Torah. Before Matan Torah, Avada, Yehuda's Kodesh Kodoshim.
Yeah.
Avada, Yehuda, no,
what were you trying to say?
All right, let's go by it. Not now. Not too late. Too much.
Next.
Amar Zohar. Chazina le Rabbah the Chol Emes of the Machtil the Mamorach Amir Bracha. Rabbon the Rav Ashi.
I
saw the Rabbah Papi the Chol Emes the Machtil the Mamorach. Rabbon the Rav Ashi Chol Emes the Misham Shebu Mavarche.
Every time
everything
he moves
was Mishamish, even move the tefillin. How you talking?
From
the shot? What does that mean, Rashi?
From the right.
The Kailon Chayiv Adam Lamash Meishes and Kol Shoy Kal V'Chayim Mitzis Verkama. So this is a tremendous chiddush.
What does Mash mean?
And I only woke up today.
You have to touch
this.
Tap.
Every year, you're supposed to always check the tefillin. So the thing that's a halacha. If that's the halacha, that's enough to be mechayiv you in a bracha. Is it pelde gezach? You're wearing it because that's the halacha. If Chazal tells you have to do this,
hey.
They tell you that you have to always continue.
Why do you have to make a bracha?
Because that's the halacha. That's exactly the point. Anything that Chazal tells you to do is tevei a bracha. Even though you're wearing the tefillin, if Chazal tells you chayiv on the lemash meish b'chol shah, your tefillin, you have to always check in with your tefillin. So every time you lemash meish your tefillin, you chayiv on
that
bracha.
It's not the reason to make sure that's in the middle. Just make sure you have your tefillin on.
Exactly,
100%.
So every
constant
time
reminder.
You make that reminder, that's mechayiv you in a bracha.
Uh-huh.
Because that's what Chazal told you to do. And when they tell
how come
you,
Lamaisa, you see people talk always touching the tefillin.
They're nervous, OCD.
Okay.
But if Chazal tell you to check in with your tefillin, that's mechayiv bracha. Yeah, it's a pelde gezach. If you discover it's out of place.
But when you mean some set the learn pshat, you mean some
pshat means that you go and you check and it's mamish in left field.
Uh-huh.
But that's too posh. That's a shver zach because if it's in left field, so of course you have to make a bracha. You're not yoytze. You're not gonna get the big yoytze. If you go check and you're still on your back.
No, I'll tell you pshat. I'll tell you about this beautiful one. I'm about to tell you. The whole machleik is where the tefillin is b'makam shnei tefillin b'rachman. In the width or in the length.
But let's say it's totally out of the zone in Gansen.
According to everybody, yeah.
So that's the choy when it says mamash and see out of place, it means it's mamash out of left field. So then you're not yoytzei.
But according to the Tanya, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch Rav, no, not in Shulchan Aruch, in the Siddur Rav, he says when it says I'm tefillin mamash in the middle, that the charitz has to be right in the center of between the two eyes. That means if it's a little, it's not you're not yoytzei. If you really look at it. Others disagree with that.
Lubavitch Rebbe, in a lot of the pictures, the tefillin are very,
know.
Very low.
Not only that.
They've censored those pictures.
You see,
you know that? They photoshopped those pictures to put the tefillin back
you
off.
You see about Other Tzadikim also.
Chlesnish.
Okay.
Vait in the Gemara.
When there would be pictures, you saw mamish like it would.
They are lying. They don't show those
below,
pictures. You're
below
not gonna
the hairline?
Find them. Those pictures have been canceled.
Really?
Yes. They've taken away those pictures because they don't want to show those pictures.
And that's because
they're heterim.
The Babiches are very makban on big tefillin.
But in his old tefillin,
only then it's shayach.
No, in his old, the old pictures when he was younger, the tefillin were always very, very high up.
Really?
And then later in his life, I guess the straps.
He bought bigger tefillin.
No, it was the same tefillin.
Yeah.
It's not a kasha. First of all, there are shitas that say as long as part of the bias is there, you yoytzer with the other.
Oh, that's what they say, pshat. But it's very scary. There are places that say that even
you're
a
not
drop,
yoytzer, I know.
Right.
You don't play around
that's,
with this.
Right.
That's why those pictures are censored.
Yeah, okay.
So you're not going to find the Google and Facebook, they collaborated. They took them offline.
Okay.
Weiter.
Next.
They're in the right place. They're in the right place. But like you said, you have to check in. You have to connect yourself. Check in.
Always
that itself right. is mechayev you a bracha. Because this is what right. Chazal told you to do. When Chazal tell you to do something, the toikif is
as good as
you make a bracha. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Rav Shmuel. Mitzvah Lulu Kol Shiva. Rabbi Shmuel, I'm a Yom Rishon, Yom Rishon Mitzvah Lulu Mikan, Ve'elach Mitzvah Zekenim. Her Maisa, Nayazach.
Zekenim means a Zecher?
Zekenim. It was Kedai to come just to listen to one more line. Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Kol Yom Mitzvah Zekenim. Ve'afilu, Frekim Ve'afilu Yom Rishon.
What kind of
lashon
is mipaskin? It says in the Torah.
Let's see. That's the more answer. Bar miyachi hainu Rabbi Shubin Levi. Yeah, this is all. This is not what he's saying then. Ema v'cheinam Rabbi Yitzchak. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi dibra hamaschil. Dibra hamaschil. Let's go back a little bit. Rashi. Hakei asin v'ananami Rabbi Yitzchak Shiva. That Rashi, the Af, Gav, the Chad Yomahu, Vilv Nami Kol Shiva, Vav Gav, the Rabbanim, Merochin, Alei, Kiki, Hechid, the Merochin, the Ner Chanukah.
Wait, what are you saying?
I'm saying this is Merochin, the Rashi. Chok Garcino.
Oh, I have it.
Vav Nami Kol Shiva, it's all we do also every single day. And look at this Rashi. This Rashi is gold. It's Kedai to come just to this Rashi.
Where do you see Miguel with Yelain every day? There's only one day.
That's what we do. We make a love on every single day. Vav Gav, the Chad Yomahu, Vilv Nami Kol Shiva.
Nay.
Vav Gav, the Rabbanim, Merochin, Alei. It's one mirabon ki heichi. Look what Rashi says now. Dimavarchinon b'ner Chanukah uve Megillah. We do it twice. Dirabonon the kamle rav u'shmul b'chad shitase belulav, because they both agree when it comes belulav. V'rav v'nami mishmei rabbi Yochman amar lulav shiva.
And what is Shmuel's opinion that every
Shmuel said Shmuel because over here it's rav, because when we learned the Gemara before we learn rav, now is rav.
Oh,
the Gemara now on Daf Memvav, the Erech Tatan introduces Raf. And on the previous Daf, we learned about Shmuel.
Yes.
So the bottom line is both Rav and Shmuel are in agreement that when it comes to Lulav,
it's Shiva.
All seven. Why?
And Rabbi Yochanan.
And Rabbi Yochanan also, exactly. And Rav. Why? So he says, no, Anayazach. Because we compare it to Megillas Esther and Chanukah.
Nee.
The two mitzvahs, the Rabbanan.
Nee.
Chanukah, every day make another bracha.
Right.
Even though it's continuous, even though it's a mitzvah Rabbanan.
Right.
And Mikra Megillah, we do it twice. At night and by day, we make two brachas.
Yeah, but the Ikra is by day.
It's a big machloek.
And night is only the Rabbanan.
No! First of all, that's a big, you said an explosive statement. What's the Ikka Megillah?
They say it's by day, the Ikka Megillah. That's
big
different Kabbalah.
Big machloekes.
No, we learned out, it's because they're screaming, liable Yom, they were tzaka.
Both, is a big machloekes, different dinim. There's a dinim, you do it by night and by day. Let's 100%. Say you only can do it once. It's a big machloekes, what's the Ikka?
But they say Yom has a much more of a, much more.
Some say the other way around. Okay. You're right. But the point is, why making two brachas? Oh, but it's only Medra Bana.
Nee.
So if it's only, why make two brachas?
Nee.
So what do you see? You see that Rav and Shmuel, they both agree that every single time you do the mitzvah, you make a separate bracha.
Right.
And Rabbi Yochanan, so we have three opinions all come together.
Right.
We have the Gresta from the Babylonians, Rav and Shmuel. They're the Babylonians. What? Rav and Shmuel Babylonians. Nee. Rabbi Yochanan was... Tzioini.
Nee.
Okay, we are from Tzioin. We are from Eretz Yisrael. We have Rav and Shmuel, Eretz Yisrael, and we have Bavel. They agree. And what else? What else is the chiddush driver? Rav is always halachas iser and dini mominus, right? Rav is always dini mominus. We pass him like, and Shmuel's iser. We always pass him like Rav when it comes to chosh
and
mishpat.
And Shmuel, we pass it
when it comes to yerideya, hilchas iser yerideya. So here in the din of dalad minim is a din of hilchas yerideya, and the din of dini mominus is a different mahalach in life. Mishpat, everyone comes together on the same page. Rabbi Yochanan, Rav, Shmuel, Bovel, Eretz Yisrael, Halach of Chesha Mishpat, Halach of Yeridea, Isser, they all agree on one thing.
Yeah.
They agree that you make a bracha on every single time you do Esrog, Megillah, Chanukah, and Esrog. We're makish all three together.
Let's finish the next Rashi.
We learn from the tzitz also you have to mshamish kol shah.
Okay, I had only one shah.
That's the because it's a different, a whole different din. Can you imagine every single time during davening, you mashmish with tefillin, when you say, you're doing a mitzvah, it's not just tamazoi. Okay, you check. This is mamish a mitzvah. How do you know this? Kal v'chom mitzitz. You're the kohen gadol. When you daven, shmona esher, you mamish the kohen gadol. What's zakenim? Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai v'siyosoy v'drabon loy ba'ay bracha. Mordek Gemara now. The Gemara is saying is a din drabonon and the din is zakenim. Who's the zaken? Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai. He's the one that saved Klal Yisrael. He is the one that connects us back to the Beis HaMikdash. Isn't an amazing Zach? He could have asked for the whole Yerushalayim. And he said, no. Tafasta v'loy tafasta. And he's the one that says that the Mitzvah, he's the Zaken and connector.
It's not 9:30 yet.
In the previous davar, it says that Rabbi Shimon Yochai could daven to take upon himself everyone's avarice. And why didn't he do it?
Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai?
Yeah.
What's the answer?
Rabbi Shimon Yochai. He said it on my shoulders. I would accept all the avarice.
Yeah.
How did he even understand that?
That would have been even worse. Why did he do it? Amen.